Hey, hello there. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, kids. Hey, get in here right now, because it's time for the party. With Big John and... Sparky!
And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Yuki Butcher Unveils an Invention. There's quite a lot going on around our house these days to occupy one's attention. First, Mayor Plumfront and Daffodil Dilly are making their wedding plans. Yuki Butcher has been busy driving customers around in his taxi cab and also spending time at the inventing laboratory. And Sparky's having trouble with his club members. They want to depose him and make Sidney Klackstetter the new head of the club, all because Sidney's father had wobbled his woods. Now, here's Big John and Yuki.
You know, Big John, I kind of feel kind of bad about Sparky.
Feel bad about Sparky? Why?
Well, the way he ran out of here a little while ago, heading for Wubbledee's Woods, you could tell that he didn't like what was going on back there at his club.
Oh, don't worry about that. He'll get over it, Yuki. In fact, he's enjoying every minute of it.
Well, I don't know, Big John. In a way, I feel it's my fault.
Oh.
I promised the lad that I'd build him an electric eye door for his clubhouse, but I just never got around to making it, that's all.
Well, Yuki, with Mayor Plumfront's wedding coming up, you just didn't have time to do anything about the electric eye door.
Yeah, that is true. Only trouble is, now that the other kid's daddy has invented his electric eye door, now the other kid's going to get Sparky's job at the club.
Well, Yuki, it's like I said before, Sparky's enjoying every minute of his misery. You just watch and see. When this whole thing is over, Sparky and the Sidney Klackstetter, or whatever this new boy's name is, they'll be bosom buddies.
Yeah, fine.
Fine is right. Everything will be real fine. Real fine.
Yeah, real fine. Well, anyway, I wish the lad had come back home. I would drive you fellas out to the old Plug Nickel Farm where I got my inventor laboratory. I'd like to show you some of my inventions.
I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if that might be Sparky now. Listen, the door probably locked when he went out and he doesn't have a key. You want to let him in, Yuki?
Yeah, sure. I'll take care of that. I'll go take care of it right away.
Yeah, thanks. I want to straighten up here a little bit, and in case we want to go out, why, I won't have to do anything when I come back to the house. Oh, I feel sorry for Sparky, too, but after all, you know, you just... gotta go along with these things.
You were right, Big John. It was the lad. Get your hat and coat, Big John.
My hat and coat? Why? Are we going somewhere?
Yeah. I asked the lad if he'd like to ride out to the Plug Nickel Farm to see my inventing laboratory in the old barn, and he said that he sure would.
Oh, well, fine. You and Sparky go out to your car a while, and I'll get my hat and coat, and I'll be right with you.
Yeah, okay. Sparky's still standing out on the porch. Poor kid. He's sort of down at the dumps. I'm going to try to cheer him out.
Yeah, all right. I'll be right with you. Just go on, make yourself comfortable out there. I'll be along in a second.
Yeah. I'll just close the front door here so the cold air don't get into Big John's house. Well, Sparky lad... You all set to go out and see my invent laboratory, are you?
Yeah, okay. I guess so, Yuki.
Fine, well, come on. Big John said we should go out and get into my taxi cab whilst he puts on his hat and coat.
Okay, Yuki.
Hey, what's the matter there, lad? Why don't you sound peppy and full of the old man like usual?
You know what happened? That Sidney Klackstetter's daddy has finished making the electric eye door for our clubhouse, and now all the kids have elected Sidney Klackstetter the exalted high lama of the purple and white garter of our club. So what's the use of living? I mean, it's too late now.
Oh, now, lad, don't worry about that. We'll fix you up. We'll have them kids in your club just begging you to be the pink and blue llama on the green and yellow suspenders or whatever it is. Come on, get into the taxi cab.
It's called the High Llama, the purple and white garter you
keep. Yeah, fine. Here comes Big John. All set, Big John?
Yeah, all set, Yuki. Get into the cab. I'll crank her up for you.
All right, fine. I'll just set the spark here. We'll be all set. Okay, Big John. Crank the crank.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, fine. There we are. The old motor turned over on the first try. Come on, hop in, Big John.
Yeah, I'm in, Yuki. Okay, let's be on our way.
Fine. We'll just turn down the old gas pedal here. Fine. Now we'll take off in the direction of the country. We'll be out at the Plugnickel Farm and nothing flat.
It's Mary with you, Sparky. You're so quiet.
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all, Big John. It's just like...
Like what?
Well, it's just like all those guys in the club have elected Sidney Clackstetter, the exalted High Llama of the purple and white garter of our club.
Come on, it's not that bad. If that's the worst thing that ever happens to you during your lifetime, it won't be so awful.
Yeah, that's right, lad. Well, you take my taxi cab here. It still runs as good as it did the day it came off the production line back in 1989. Here we are, fellas. My inventing laboratory in the barn of the old Plugnickel Farm. Now, let's get out. We'll all go into the barn. Or, I mean, the laboratory.
Hey, you know, this is a nice farm. I've often wondered who owns it and why they don't do anything with it. No one lives out here.
I own it, Big John.
You do?
Yeah, I bought it when I got home from overseas, when I was discharged from the Army.
You own this farm?
Yeah, that is right.
Hey, Yuki, how about that? Hey, I never knew that you owned this farm.
Oh, well, I've never had any reason to talk about it. I don't look much like a farmer anyway. I'm not a farmer, I'm an inventor. Well, come on, fellas, let's go inside the barn. I'll just unlock this door and slide it open for you here. There we go. All right, fellas, step inside. I'll close this here door behind us. There's no heat inside right now. Got to turn on the heater.
Hey, this is quite a barn.
Boy, hey, this is pretty keen-o. Look at all the gadgets in here. Hey, this is real cool. Are these your inventions, Yuki?
Ah, that is right, lad. Some of these here gadgets are my inventions, and some of these here gadgets are the machines that I used to invent my inventions. Also invented those machines, you know.
Well, hey, how about showing us some of your inventions?
Fine. All right. If you gentlemen will step over here, I'll show you my most remarkable invention of all. Which, of course, I have not yet given to the American public. Fine.
You mean this gigantic machine here is one of your inventions?
Yeah, that's right, Big John.
Well, certainly is an impressive-looking piece of machinery. What's it do?
Just a minute, I'll show you. First, I have to turn on this motor here and get her warmed up a little bit there. There we go. Turn this little crank here. There we go.
Hey, boy, this is great. Hey, boy.
What's this thing supposed to be doing?
Just a minute now. It isn't working yet. It started here in a second or so. I have to turn this little knob here. Now press this button.
Oh,
week, Dodge. You'll see what's the
good. Well, there you are. What do you think of that?
There you are. A piece of toasted white bread, all toasted, buttered, ready to eat.
You mean to tell me this gigantic machine is a bread toaster?
No, not just a toaster, Big John. It's the special deluxe Yuki Butcha do and approve toaster with automatic gear-shifted coffee dispenser. Watch, I press this here button like this, you see. There, well. There you are. Nice, steamy, hot cup of coffee.
Wow.
What do you think about doing a proof bread toaster, Big John?
Well, it's very nice, Yuki, but I'm afraid it's not very practical.
What do you mean, not practical? And why not, may I ask, Big John?
Well, look at the size of it.
Oh, fine.
It's bigger than the kitchen in our house.
Yeah, fine.
I can buy a bread toaster that I can hold in my hand.
Yeah, but will it also press your pants in 30 seconds, which this machine will do?
Well, no, I hardly think so.
Well, see, that's why I call it the new and improved toaster. Lad, I am happy to announce that I'm going to give you this special deluxe Yuki Butcha new and improved bread toaster with automatic gear-shifted coffee dispenser, which I shall change to a hot chocolate dispenser. Going to make a present of it to your club. You want it, lad?
Oh, well, I don't know what we'll do with it. It's twice as big as our clubhouse. But we'll take it. We'll take it. Yes, sir. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Kids, you should see this new and improved bread toaster that Yuki has invented. It's got buttons and knobs and cranks and switches and colored lights all over it. It's so big it won't even fit in our kitchen at home. In fact, you could probably put our kitchen inside this toaster. And Yuki gave it to our club to put in our clubhouse. It won't fit, but maybe us kids could open up a restaurant and a dry cleaning shop. Because Yuki says the toaster will give butter toast bread and hot coffee or hot chocolate and press your pants in 30 seconds. Oh, good old Yuki. Oh, well. Guess we better get ready now for Mayor Plumfront's radio. I'll see you tomorrow, kids.